Cuckoo's radio show. Oh no, the ship's going down! Oh, help me! Oh no! There it is! We must grab it!
That didn't happen. That was the... That was something totally different, I think.
Oh,
we're coming back to
recap.
This is part two of the fifth anniversary show.
It is. It's
not of the AVN award show.
I'm just trying to recap with a previously.
Right. Our AVN award show was not to be. We were going to keep that a different episode, but.
Oh, we were going to save that as a surprise.
That's what all that was from. Yeah.
So this is the continuation.
Yeah, we left
of the first half from last time.
Right. So here we are to finish it
this
for you.
This is the House of Cuckoos fifth anniversary part two.
Yeah. Radio show. Wait. Okay. House of Cuckoos radio show anniversary.
Drink this glass of water. Take a sip of the water. Now repeat after yourself.
The fifth anniversary show of the House Cuckoos radio show, part two.
5.2.
Into the live release from 2015. Sweet delay is worth the treat, or something like
Sweet
that,
delay.
Or whatever. So let's continue with the cuckoo, and we're going to bring you right into the episode as it is, was happening.
Right.
We'll bring you right
in
the air.
It's a Batman world if you think about it. It's more like the 60s but rough. Too much in your face, you're gonna blow up the place. Taking over everything, denying what they're doing is hurting anyone or anything. Or the environment, social or physical, biological. Let's just poison it all, be a human today. Join your local humans, be a human today. Let's help destroy everything that is real. Paid for by humans paying for humans to do things. More to do than you need to do? You're never good enough, but you should be doing more. Be a human today.
Gordon Lee Sullivan going on there, and just get that voice going. Just did that already. That's why it's like, you know, just going on there, just doing this here. Just going on outside, really, you know. I've just been doing things outside, and I've been everywhere before. I just walked up and down the highways and byways of the United States of America, and just, you know, I just do things naturally, because that's just my order of life. My order of life is disorder, it's chaos, it's entropy. But with inside that entropy is a speck of order that only I can make sense of. Nobody else can make sense of my meanderings along the highways and byways of America. The roads, the routes, the interstates, all that stuff there. I visit every truck stop, every little town, every little donut store. I've even been to Bell's Fuck more than one time, because their donuts are delicious there. They got good donuts, the moistest whole dairy ever seen. You know, as kind of sort of traveling there, as you know, just Gordon Lee, that's who I am. I just like to travel everywhere I go. I like to visit little towns, but there are some towns I like to visit more often than others, you know. Just as you see some of this fabric here, this Vatican silk fabric that I picked up in my travels there at Bell's Fuck, because I was there. You know, they have a little thriving arts community there, Bell's Fuck, Ohio. You know, they got good pastry makers there with their moist hole donut holes. Just very moist, you know. And, you know, then leaving there, you know, I just rode up there on barefoot and everything, just Butterscotch, Missouri, where numbers are outlawed. No numbers. You can't use a number. You can't say the number 7. You can't use the number 7. There are no houses that have 7 on them. Everything is pictures, like pictographs everywhere. The streets are pictographs. You gotta remember Lemon Lemon Apple Tree. That's like a street there. Lemon Lemon Apple Tree. I have a friend that lives at Pineapple TV Coconut Lemon Lemon Tree Road. I just don't get it. It just makes no sense, but it's a beautiful town, Butterscotch, Missouri. And then I just traveled everywhere, and then, you know, I traveled here. Just came back to Cleveland, because I just knew that my friends at the House of Cuckoos were just going to have an anniversary show there. So they just leave the door open anytime I come in, because they don't know when I'm coming. I'm just a traveler. I'm just a traveler, and I just go everywhere. I just go everywhere. You know, I've been there, and I've been here. But there it is, because that's who I am, and that's why I've come back to say hello, House of Cuckoos, and happy anniversary.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos anniversary show.
Gordon Lee Sullivan, that's who I am. It's a nice haircut you have there, Ben Hippie. It's been a while since last I saw you. Your hair's pretty.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon. We didn't even hear you sneak in.
I just walked all the way in here while you guys were sitting there in the haze. There was smoky room. Room was smoke. I don't know if you guys were taking intermission or what you were doing, but your eyes were just staring off into space with the recordings on. Look at Mr. Antonio Luciferi, the doctor here. What's he doing?
Put his bare feet in. Yeah, he came in and he has walked in with no shoes on, wandered in, and on time. Surprising you made it within the date we invited you, and surprising you got the invitation considering that you survive off multiple P.O. boxes that you visit probably once every few months you pass through those towns. So I'm glad we sent out 38 of them.
Well, that's just me. I'm just a wanderer. Everywhere I go. I'm a wanderer. That's who I am. There it is.
And now here you are. And
here I am.
Yep. And Dr. Antonio has this little gift basket for you.
Yep. This is all for you. A razor and shaving cream. Those are a pair of shoes, those toe shoes, that look like real feet. So maybe you could actually wear something on your feet that looks like real feet.
Just, How dare you? This is an insult to me.
What's going on?
This is just wrong, wrong on all kinds of levels.
Was it the free underwear?
No, I'm fine with the free underwear. I don't mind the shaving creams and the underwears, but your shoes there, your those little toesy shoes that foot company makes, which is the goddess of victory, whatever that is. Just these look like supposed to be like real feet. What, do my real feet offend you?
No.
Just a
no.
Protection of your...
Yeah, we want to protect your feet, but we don't want to take away from the look of your foot. So we had these designed to look like your feet.
I just don't get where you were coming from with that, that it's very offensive, that it's very rude. How dare you tell me to cover my feet? What do you think got me to from here to there? What do you think, motherfucker? What the son of a bitch is going on with just...
Put those feet down.
These feet have traveled everywhere. They've been every place. And how dare you insult me with those shoes?
Well, go out into the ice pool with the snowman. Cool off. Step in that and see.
Like I don't slap you. You're lucky I like you people.
All right, that was Gordon Lee on it. It's good to know he does have something that offends
him. He's very offended by asking him to wear shoes. Even if they look like his feet, he took offense to that.
Well, I think Gordon's been drinking the bourbon.
God, he has.
It's been a chaotic place. This is what happens when you host a party at the house instead of a concert hall.
When they know it's your property, your friends just tear it up.
And tearing it up, somebody is in there because we can hear him coming through the door.
Like tinkling.
By the way, we never heard from Sam the Werewolf, and my keyboard's gone. And we have to end the show later on with this. We might have to borrow somebody's guitar.
I didn't realize Sam...
He took off.
The synthesizer man is gone.
And the vampire... Where's the
Parma
Vampire's
gone too, and his van is gone.
So they must have left. Maybe they're
on
tour.
There is an extension cord out right where... Oh, that's your extension cord hooked up to the keyboard. Ooh.
Well, maybe they're out making music together.
Maybe. What is it, a monster mashup? Ha, ha, ha.
Could be.
Well, that'll be for another show.
Well, look what we have here. I have myself a can of this liquid corned beef and ham. Comes up like pumpkin. I hope they didn't use real pumpkins to make this here. That'd be murder. And our jack-o'-lantern would not tolerate such injustices against the pumpkin people that has been incurred upon us centuries past. This better be artificially flavored pumpkin regurgitation.
At Aswax, all our products are guaranteed to be non-natural, pure synthetic, and made from chemicals that have been man-made and manufactured for only the past 100 years. Limited research has been made on any of these chemicals and the long-term effects and how it'll affect population growth, so you have no need to worry. All you natural enthusiasts who believe in the natural world and support the nature of the natural, you are now free to believe in your natural because Aswax will not use any products that are made natural. So go ahead, natural products, ingest Aswax. You can enjoy it. It's none of your friends or family. Don't worry if you feel sick. It's just the Aswax taking care of your ass. That's right, Aswax products. There's a pure synthetic for you.
Well, that's good to hear, because if you had to use real pumpkins in this drink of yours, I'd have to bring the fury of every pumpkin patch upon your family visited tenfold. Why, Jack-O-Lantern will not tolerate any pumpkin injustice. But I'm happy to hear that only artificial flavors and ingredients are used in your Aswax products. That is good to know, for I do not like the world of nature being threatened upon with your hands of ill repute. So continue to use your artificial ingredients and make sure no pumpkin is harmed in the manufacturing of your drinks. You got that, boy? Wow, this liquid corned beef and ham tastes really good going down. And
don't drink that. So they put weed killer in there.
Oh no! Call a doctor. Call a pumpkin doctor. Wait a minute. I'm actually immortal and a god, but in pumpkin terms.
Aswax products, guaranteed synthetic.
Bye, Aswax.
Damn it, I told the landscapers to have this done by tomorrow.
Well, you know, they should have had it done yesterday, or at least by this morning, but hey, you know, they knew we were doing something special here, so sorry for the
interruption. It's going to interfere with our recording.
Right, it's
hard
to...
But you know, we're at our house.
Yeah, and that's what made it nice special for the anniversary show. We got a lot of people staying here already, but our guests can't come in, and our special listeners at one ticket can't...
Some of our guests are sleepily.
Right, we can't get this guest in either, because they got everything roped off while they finished the yard here, because it's so big. The yard.
There's some are hanging out in the garage. We were supposed to have beer, but
for the special listeners that won the golden tickets,
they're hanging out in the garage.
Now, until they can get in.
But the boot-in-your-ass beer hasn't arrived yet.
No, and that was weird, too, because I know I saw a cop fly by somewhere, and that's the last time I saw anything.
Exactly.
It looked like a delivery truck, but I guess that wasn't for us.
No, damn it.
Still go on the show.
I wanted at least a boot-in-your-ass beer.
We can still go on the show.
Yeah, I'm not paying them. I'm not paying the landscapers this month. How dare they? How dare they interfere with our show?
Well, I think we do it to advertise them on our show, but since they don't listen to our show ever, we never actually have to advertise them, so they don't know we don't advertise them anyway,
no.
So I guess it's free.
They have no clue.
We're getting it for free.
Free advertisement for us and for them for no reason at all.
Well, they don't get anything. We don't mention them.
No.
But they're cutting our grass right now, so.
For free. Shh.
That's what I'm saying. I guess we'll take what we can.
Shh. They don't listen to the show. Don't tell them. Well, you don't know the landscaping company, so that's good. As long as they don't know that we're not endorsing them. And we're using pronouns to hide the fact. It's all good. It doesn't come out of our pocket. It comes out of the taxpayer's pocket.
This is Velocity Boy, and you are listening to the House of Cuckoos.
Hey!
House of Cuckoos Radio. House of Cuckoos Radio.
Coming all the way from the beautiful city of Adelaide, South Australia, the alchemist of sound, Norwood Grimes, with Almost Gone.
Detroit.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much. Give me a big one. Thank you very much. She died yesterday. Next call is Overland Park, Kansas. Good morning to you.
He died. I think my husband was going to kill people when he was 20 years old. I think the New World Order was exposed to asbestos in 1929. It's atrocious. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Thank you.
Park, Kansas. Next is Cliffside Park, New Jersey.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Morning.
I guess I don't remember the...
Thank you.
To join in the conversation this morning, just dial our talk radio number at 1. Now just let the phone ring. We won't answer it, and that'll save you some money.
This was brought to you in part by the Smith Foundation, Everything Smith, and also in part by the Institute of Hedonism, and also in part by Boot Your Ass Beer, proud sponsor of the House of Cuckoo's 5th Anniversary Extravaganza.
Thank you.
And don't forget, this was also brought to you in part by
Asswax
and Boot Your Ass Beer.
Twitter. House,
well, except for our mind, but we have a mime assistant.
We are brainwaving you.
We are amazingly wonderful.
The brainwaving mime is
for
here
you.
Today
we really do advertise ourselves as
the anniversary in
if you are a listener and a regular, you know how great we are.
If you are a pantomime, please pay attention.
Help you just express your
you
what the hell is going on.
That the pantomime
type
is
feeling.
Miming.
We're glad to keep you in that what the hell is going on moment. And now we're going to do it here live in the studio with all interruptions.
This is the pantomime.
We want to thank everybody here. Special. Production
mimes out there.
And
can you feel this
special production? Thanks to the Smith Foundation sponsoring.
The Smith Foundation.
They really paid a lot for this for our guests coming on for this anniversary.
We have
show.
No Smiths in our
but
party.
Even though that's a nonprofit, we do have Asswax to thank. You'll be hearing a lot of Asswax product promotions through this. We inform you now because
Asswax
is
has been
a
sponsor since before the House of Cuckoos was even built. Some people feel that they are the foundation of the House of Cuckoos, but we have to deny that the House of Cuckoos existed in spirit before Asswax was even conscious of its own production.
Right, and back when it was a cream for the ass, and it's very slick and slippery, but it makes a good foundation.
And it makes
in
our
business
show smooth.
Sense. And we get to test products and present them to you.
Yeah, so don't mind the rashes that you that
right,
may
or
occur
mouth
on
sores
our faces.
Or anything like that. So
those pictures are photoshopped so you can't see the side effects.
Matter of fact, eating some of these ass wax pistachios,
yeah,
they're a bit pink for some reason.
When we know that
and they're a little bit squishy, kind
they
of like
be
a,
like this.
A little bit like a meat.
Yeah, it's meat pistachios?
Maybe. It may perhaps
Ass Wax's is first meat pistachio.
Perhaps we're eating these
this
for
this is a GMO product, I
because,
think.
Because which anniversary show is this?
This is the fifth.
Fifth anniversary.
Fifth anniversary.
For over 5 years, we've been doing the House Cuckoo.
2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, and now 2015.
Yes. As a radio show, that is. As a podcast radio show. Whatever you want to consider this.
Our sixth year in production.
Yes, but we've been around
for
many, many moons as children.
We were a play that has been lost in a sea of comic books that I must
and
wade through.
Toy collectibles as well as other
within
personal items.
In the geek
items.
Closet. It is squirreled away. Where, which between the comic books it is, I have no idea. And it's my task to go through the closet. Urban hippies
we've
afraid
to recover that play.
They're spiders.
But before we even discuss that, we have to thank our special producer today.
And that special producer is none other than
Talura Squirrel.
Talura Squirrel is
Miss Squirrel has been a production assistant for many other crazy radio shows, such as Pianos on Your Toes.
Pianos on Your Toes.
Yes.
That is a good one.
That was
one.
A good one. She's looking at us, smiling. Yes. And what was the other one? You know.
Ouch! That fuck. Hurts the podcast.
Right, she connected
with John Tarmack.
She actually worked with John Tarmack, surprisingly.
Yes, on the movie.
And also.
And they made it a podcast.
And also, she has presented and worked with our own good friend Lenny Cranbag before in certain productions that coincided with live productions. So we're
she
glad
was
to have her
the,
here producing us. Thank you, Talura.
Talura second or third mall tour.
She's looking at you.
Manager?
I don't know if she can tell you.
Were you second or third?
Second or third?
She was the third. She was the third. Lenny's third mall tour. She put it together.
Right.
She was the sponsor, the promoter. for the circuits that, well, the mall circuit.
Right.
That was his Pacific Northwest mall tour. So if you were in the Oregon, Seattle, Northern California area, you may have seen Lenny Cranbag wandering through your malls.
He's going to be wandering singing. Through here.
Yeah, any moment
we're going to have
now.
A slew of guest stars stopping in that you all know from our show.
Myriad.
We've had to fly a few in. Some are already living in the back alley. You know,
hey, are you lonely out there? Are you looking for something to do with yourself one night? Why not look towards the Asswax brand Wine and Dine Yourself Kit? The Wine and Dine Yourself Kit. Have a good time on your own. Have a drink with yourself. Let the loving begin right where you know it should be.
Wine and dine. Wine and dine yourself.
Yeah. Asswax. Limited supply. Act now. Not valid in Connecticut.
We would really get the good voices here. Hey, we'd kind of really sound like we're in the studio
get right here too.
If you, but, you'd
but I, it's, right I wouldn't be able to because your feet fit under there, and mine don't. This is a smaller opening.
It's a very small opening. You'd have to kind of sit comfortably on the other side. I can see why DJs talk a lot softer when they're closer because you get that nice smooth
right sound. Here on WTHC Radio, the House of Cuckoos, 117.9 on your FM dial.
Well, then we're fine. We were going to sit on the floor with the same room. Get back up. We have the windows open.
Cars driving
by. Because
we
are at our house.
On our lawn.
But pretend we're in the studio of, you know, like a major one. And you have to sit upright. And maybe we should sit on the floor because you know who's coming by and will judge your posture. He is the martial arts expert. And he'll be here on the show later today.
Chow Yun now?
Yeah, so maybe you should sit on the floor. He heard you've been working out and getting at the gym and wants to know why you weren't training with him, but I think...
He's too expensive, I just
think
am
we'll,
not going
to yeah,
say.
Yeah, all that bourbon.
He's very expensive.
So I think we'll talk to him about other issues. And
other endeavors in his life.
Did you hear him outside? Was that him? No, somebody else.
Somebody else
we have different
outside.
People coming in, because there is a party going on here, too, to celebrate the House Cuckoo's 5th anniversary special, which is what we're celebrating now.
He's celebrating while I'm drinking. That's why I'm not saying much, because I'm drinking, he's celebrating verbally.
And I'm keeping it real by keeping it unreal.
Ah, I'm too busy drinking to actually say happy 5th anniversary, but this is our 5th anniversary show.
Of the show itself.
Of the show, yes, the Cuckoo Show. Not of the play we wrote, that was what, 23 years ago now. Actually, on this day we are recording it, it's been 23 years since the inception of the House of Cuckoos play, which was partly inspired by Joe Estevez, because he's a fantastic actor, and Cheeks McGillicuddy, who actually recently passed away. I'll Google Cheeks McGillicuddy and we'll pull up him.
That's right, we're recording live here in the House of Cuckoos.
House of Cuckoos
House
is live.
House of Cuckoos live, 5th anniversary.
5th anniversary is live. In your ears?
And yes.
In front of my phone,
it was
behind
on
the phone. In front of the,
phone,
13th. Behind the phone.
It is June 13th.
13th of
this
June.
This is being recorded, although you probably won't hear it until afterwards. This is our big day, so you know the release will probably be coming out late.
Yes.
And by the time you hear it anyways, it's going to be well after, and it'll be the future when you're hearing this. We'll already have like 10 anniversary shows when you go back to listen to this is a rerun to you, and
mm-hmm.
you'll be laughing. Going, I didn't even notice it was a few days late, like everything else they were doing that year.
The year they were doing.
As we locate further yeah. information, as House Cuckoos was there. Written by us as young lads staying
yes.
up late.
We were sleep deprived.
After we watched some silly movies to us that were silly.
One was called Soul Taker with Joe Estevez,
yes.
the fantastic actor.
As a podcast,
inspire,
we are allowed to say that.
That helped to inspire the House of Cuckoos. The watching of this film with Joe Estevez and Robert Zadar, who recently passed away. They both played Angels of Death, so hence the Soul Taker. Dum dum dum. Film was 1990, even though we watched the film in 1992. We are pillow holders here on the House of Cuckoos. So yes, the play was inspired in part by that movie and the acting styles of Robert Dazar and Joe Estevez. And also in part by, you know who, Shoop Shoop, baby, Shoop Shoop. Sammy Davis Jr. also appeared in the House of Cuckoos play.
Mm-hmm.
He was a character in the play who was dancing his way up the street with the neighborhood sidewalk orgy.
They always ask where the influence of Sammy Davis Jr. comes from. We're not quite
I just
sure. I mean, Cannonball Run movies as children.
Maybe.
And then, you know, hearing his music, my grandfather would enjoy some of that Sinatra-era stuff. And
that crooning stuff.
I would hear some
yes.
of that, which maybe, I don't remember who influenced it into this, but we just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He was still living, I believe, at the time, too, when
possibly. Quite. Yeah, I'd have, you'd have to check the year.
Mid-90s, I believe, he passed away.
As I was dictating the thoughts of the play,
I wrote it.
He was writing it down
literal,
in his own editing
style.
And then
at times literal.
Yeah, we were oddballs in why we did what we did.
Lack of sleep and horniness, because they probably weren't dating the girls at the time, so.
And the pink Persian pussycat, see?
That's probably where that comes in.
Exactly. Broomhilda and Helga and the orgy.
Yes, you'll hear all about it when we do dig up the play from the secret burial ground.
If we could find it, it's somewhere in one of my private closets.
And that closet is buried in the backyard of the House of Cuckoos.
Like, under comic books and toys.
Like gold, it's buried.
Yes, it is.
So we have to be very wary, too, when they come out to do any city work.
What? Are you all right?
Well, once we wrote the play and that was over, then we had to move on, of course. After some schooling, which was unique and fun and socializing, we ended up saying we have to get a place to create more of this strangeness and
strange
have
cookery.
A big art house or funniness and easiness and laid-backness and artsy and deep thinking and even darkness.
Town
so we
cookery.
Saw this really affordable house that was in foreclosure in Cleveland and said,
it was
you
half
know what?
Built.
It looks very cuckoo-y and it had interdimensional closets already included from the haunting it used to have in the back in the 40s. So the House of Cuckoos was then born.
It's the janitor and his closet.
When we were coming down to Cleveland hanging out here.
We had to finish building this, some of that wings in
and
the house.
And nobody could believe that people like us so young were building, rebuilding this house.
It's on Castle Row.
We knew how to make... Don't give our address out. We already have enough fans here. We don't want exact locations given away.
They don't know where Fantasy Castle Row is.
They can look it up on Google Maps.
Fantasy Castle Row?
Yeah. It's the open cul-de-sac.
Yes, it's open on both ends of the cul-de-sac.
But we got the house, invested in it.
It's a hot de-sac, not a cul-de-sac.
And then we kept our own places, too, which
as
is kind of strange.
As opposed to the warm de-sac.
So there's still homes with our families, and then...
We got multiple homes.
Right. Dr. Antonio
not
has
that we're rich and we have like a summer home here.
But we can open
there.
The doors to where we're at
wherever
and walk right
go.
Into the House of Cuckoos, and only we have those door keys. So.
Those are the janitor's keys.
Right.
He each gave us a copy.
And he's going to be on. Well, we'll yell to him through the other
even
room.
Though the House of Cuckoos is ours, it seems like the janitor is always at the house. No matter who buys that house, he's the groundskeeper.
But we appreciate him very much. We'll give him an award later today.
Yes, the Lifetime Cuckoo Achievement Award.
Go to the janitor.
And special recognitions of honorable things being done around the House of Cuckoos Award.
So it was good, and then new neighbors came in, different people.
The nude neighbors were something special.
That was, yeah. It took the attention off of all our long grass that we left on a
Yeah, yeah, we didn't even bother cutting the grass like for
Speaking
a year.
Speaking of the new neighbors, I think they're going out to the store. Look at them.
They're supposed to bring more wine.
And then, it's summertime.
They're actually wearing clothes.
They're sitting on vinyl seats. That's got to
Well, they actually have on robes, though. They have on robes.
Nope, they took them off when they got in.
Oh, they're driving naked.
It's hot in the car, too.
It is. They don't have AC in the car.
Crazy. There they go. All right, well, maybe they'll bring some wine later or something.
It's a beater.
Nothing like naked people bringing booze.
Yes, it makes everything better, especially if you don't want to stare at the naked people. Not that there's anything wrong with staring at the naked people.
It makes everything.
It just I see naked people a lot, so it's nothing. That's
it
I
goes
say,
with
come
his
on
part-time
now.
Job.
Yeah,
but we won't go into that.
No, we won't. But it pays
he is
very
called
well.
The doctor for a reason.
Yes, it pays very well. This other part-time job. So on with the show. This is what
Cuckoo
Tom Cookery.
I'm John Tarmack from Ouch That Hurt and Ouch That Hurt Again. You're listening to me on the House of Cuckoos radio show. Inside my trailer filming the third Ouch That Fucking Gotta Hurt That Bad. My coffee done yet? I'm John Tarmack.
Get Mr. Tarmack's coffee.
Tarmack's coffee coming right up.
He was once on TV.
Watch where you're walking with that coffee. Ouch! That fucking hurt!
On the House of Cuckoos radio show.
He said it. He said it.
No copyright needed.
Motherfucking. You're fired!
You're a guest.
Oh, I can't fire her.
Well, okay.
I'm your producer.
Right.
There he is.
Where?
Right there at your foot. It's Tom Terrific.
Oh, there he is, Tom Terrific. The elf has returned to the House of Cuckoos.
The first
get a
elf
booster
who has been
him.
A first
yeah,
elf
here.
More than once.
And that over here.
A booster chair, yeah. Did go. You wash that?
Let me hop up here. Great dicky.
Get him the headphones on. He can
put these on and speak right here.
Hello?
Can you speak into there?
Hello?
Make sure it's by your mouth.
That's what she said.
Hello.
Am I allowed to say that because of my Christmas affiliations?
You're allowed to say whatever you want. We are promoters of free speech. Because it's not a constitutional right, it is a birthright.
But Santa's watching and I'm working for him again, and he's watching all of us, you know.
Hey, Tom, don't worry. You were born free.
Yeah, you're
Santa
all right,
can't
Tom.
Take your freedom away.
Welcome back to the House of Cuckoos.
Exactly. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And it's the anniversary show, as you've shown up on all the other shows. So hopefully things are well with you. You haven't brought us on any crazy adventures at
no
all lately.
No political scandals. No. Slave trade, no intoxicating candies. Are you still dating Judy Jingle?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, doctor.
Well, Tom, it looks like you drug some, like, duffel bag in.
What I don't drug nothing, boy.
Well, you weren't carrying it. It was dragging behind you. What was it?
It's my guitar, so I can still play. You know, I'm still doing the indie thing. Now I got some music on SoundCloud. I gotta, like, just kind of let the public hear it. So coming up this Christmas, maybe you'll see Tom Terrific.
Well, I do have a SoundCloud account, so maybe...
Those are my songs!
Well, no, it's my account, and then when you get...
You can't take my songs!
No, I'm not taking your songs. No, I have my own SoundCloud account, so I could listen to your songs.
But I thought everybody could listen to them.
Well, let's not get into the semantics of the thing here. Tom,
the technology, it escapes this little guy.
Are you working for Santa? Are we going to hear from you this Christmas? Are you going to be with him? Are we all starting anew?
You got that right. Everything's coming back to where it's supposed to be. I'm back at the North Pole. I don't know what is going to go wrong this Christmas because everything is going right.
Well, that's good to hear.
Very good.
How's the candy supply happening?
Oh, it's wonderful. I want some candy. You want some candy. Let's pour on the candy. I brought some here. Here you go. I'm around the table. There you go.
So, this is all candy canes.
This is good. Yeah.
You got any chocolate or anything?
I'll save these candy canes for Christmas.
No, we've been saving them for the past 6 Christmases. Somebody eat these candy canes.
Ooh. No. All right. Well, we'll hand them out to the guests. Here. Hand them out. Take them. We'll bring them into the green room.
Yeah, waste not, what not.
Yeah, exactly. So, any future plans for children, family?
Most people don't want me to reproduce. So, I'm fine with that. I'm an independent man.
So no kids for you, Tom.
Hey, who knows what'll happen right now? I'm just trying to survive in the game of life.
Well, let's hear how you survive.
Okay, well, I get up every morning, and then I kind of scratch in a little bit, and then I gotta use the bathroom. So that's how I catch up on the news, brush my teeth, you know, the usual, showering candy. Then I get up, put on my shoes, get dressed, and then I go eat some breakfast, usually candy, then I get out.
So when does the music come into play in your survival? How is that bringing money in so you could do all these things?
Money? Nobody makes money on this anymore. What are you talking about? Are you making money? Nobody's making money. Just making money on their own art. But seriously, if you want to buy some, let me know.
Well, all right. Yeah. Same here, Tom. Terrific.
If you want
to promote our t-shirts and such, too.
Yeah,
we're all artists selling to each other's
art. Our calendars.
Artists selling to artists, usually.
We do even have House of Cuckoos candles.
Yeah, we have lots of swag.
House of Cuckoos underwear. You need a House of Cuckoos kazoo? We have a House of Cuckoos monocle you could buy. We have... So promote those, Tom, and we'll promote you more often.
Right, and...
Sell us, and we'll sell you.
But hopefully we'll hear from you on other such things as adventures with Tom Terrific.
Exactly.
That'll take us somewhere else.
But why don't we hear a song now? Since you brought a guitar all the way from the North Pole and the music that you're not making any money on, you have any new tunes?
I do have new tunes because that's what I do as a hobby. And now it's not Christmas related because I am a Christmas elf. For those that don't celebrate the Christmas, I wish you well too. I still offer candy and sing my songs for you. The songs are not related. I want to give that disclaimer because I think people haven't been buying because they might just think I just do Christmas songs. But I don't. Hopefully they're not buying it just because I'm bad.
Well, yeah, you never know, really, Tom. Maybe.
We're patronizing. Is that what you're saying? No, no, no. We do enjoy your work, Tom.
I didn't, but okay.
All right, yeah, no problem.
Well,
so this is Tom Terrific at the Christmas
Elf. Let's hear it. Tom, thank you.
It's caused no problems for us here, so we're going to let him perform his performance of us, allowing him to perform on this show as his performance for the anniversary show.
Because he's one of our top performers.
Yes, happy anniversary to you guys. I hope the show keeps going. You guys got to keep it going because I want to keep appearing, you know, and have my own thing going on here. And I just got to come down because I got to go play a song for everybody. You got all these listeners.
Well, we have some listeners. Don't worry.
Yeah, we do. Don't worry.
More than one makes me nervous.
Well, there's two of us here, so.
And everybody else in the green room and walking around the house.
Right, everybody.
The backyard, upstairs. We're jam-packed here. And you're on closed-circuit speakers. So
right.
Everybody in the house
can hear you. We're going to put you on this rearoscope, which shows you from behind live.
Yes.
I'm on the rearoscope?
Yep. Yeah, it's a live feed from behind
your rear.
Your derriere.
Yeah, so shake it while you play it.
All right, let me log into Rearoscope.
Let's get ready while Tom Terrific's going to get on the stool and perform his studio performance for us. Tom Terrific. Wait, who's running in the door?
Wait, who?
Who's that? Hey, look,
hey,
it's Judy Jingle.
Jingling. It's Judy. Come on in, Judy.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? Thank you guys for having me. I told you I'd make it, Tom. Don't worry, I'm here for your performance, honey.
Okay.
Come on, baby, do it. Come on.
We're not doing that kind of thing here, right?
No, not that. We'll do it after the song. They have an ice cream bath out back.
Okay, then. Let's do the song. My Judy's here at the House of Google's anniversary show. I had to clear my throat. Who's we on? We ready? I like it to rock and roll.
His feet are dangling on the stool.
Yeah, he's right. A little too... Do you need your feet to step? Stop beat?
Do you need mood lighting?
Mood, yeah, how about mood scenting?
Lights, please. Incense, please. Candy? I was up late. All the things you wanna stop, don't let you do. Stop to eat this candy. No, don't stop eating candy. Candy's so good for you, it gives you a break, makes you fit. If you don't get a bit shake, lollipops and candy. Taste sandy, 'cause you're eating at the beach. What a treat at the beach. Have you want some candy, candy, candy? It's a summer candy, candy, candy. Why candy, don't you like this candy? Candy, 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 candy.
Tom, terrific. Thank you.
Candy song, another type of
candy. We appreciate that.
Right.
We appreciate you. You've been there almost since the beginning.
Right, yeah. Thank you so much.
You were there the first Christmas show of the House of Cuckoos.
Very supportive. And
now you're here at our fifth anniversary.
You were there to keep us quiet.
Yes, you kept us quiet for too long, and we have remained that way. We have honored our bargain.
What the hell is going on in here?
Santa Claus, we had Tom Terrific just came down to play us a song.
Don't worry, Santa. I have it under control. The proper papers are signed, and they've been filed appropriately to the position that we've all standed.
Yes, Santa, it's all cool. Let's have some fun.
Bullshit. You're supposed to be getting my sleigh polished, both of you. Don't be in me no contract crap. I want you to hurry up, scarf down a drink, and get back up there to work. Damn it, I got things to do, you know. We got to keep this company running all year round.
Well, Santa, don't be so hard.
Yeah,
it's
please.
Sorry, the anniversary show.
You're all guests. You're all welcome. We want everybody to come down and say hi. It's our fifth anniversary,
right,
you know.
So
all right, they can have two drinks. Then they get back.
Well, that's still drink them, sip them slow.
Sip them very slow.
Sip them slow.
Just take it. I want to get out of here anyways.
Let's go, honey. This is kind of scary now.
All right, bye, Tom. See you in the holidays, I guess. Well, that was typical of Santa.
It was. Coming in and scaring our guests. Well, they're his workers. God. They're all our guests, but they were his workers. They are indentured to his servitude. Or they are servituting his indenturedness. However you want to use those words in whatever conjunction of misthought. Like a combustion engine misfiring. It's a misthought that puts the garbled words in your mouth.
Watch out for the kernels of dog joy in the backyard.
Kernels of dog joy?
Left by joy puppies. Joy puppies. This genetically altered organic food made from leftover parts of multiple animals. They will leave behind, as a edible waste byproduct, joy kernels. Random flavors of fun, depending on which form of synthetic yet organic dog food you feed your puppy. Flavors are produced and certain aromas. Pizza kernels, lemon-flavored kernels, cupcake cop kernels, and the rainbow joy kernel pop.
So the dog shits out my snacks?
Yes, it does. These are all edible. The food in which you feed the dog has to be specially marked ass wax, joy puppy, kernel cracks. If you feed your joy puppy anything other than This specially marked dog food, they will produce normal, yet caustic, byproduct caustic to the touch. So make sure you feed them the synthetic yet organic Joy Puppy Curdle Pop Crack Picks. Yeah, bye, Aslan.
Cook everything at body temperature.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you want body temperature food.
Right.
So it's not really
It's very good
fulfilling.
For meditation.
It is.
It's very good for balance. And you know who taught us that?
Yep. There's very only one certain. Special person who
and
taught us the balance.
And I think he's coming in because he has not been on the show in a long time. Chow Yun Now is returned to the studios of the House of Cuckoos. Welcome back.
Beautiful buffet.
Yeah, well, Master, thank you for showing up.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. This is a good plate of food selection you have here behind us. Now!
It's very good. How have you been, and how has the training been continuing for you?
I have been doing good, and the training has going well. I have, students since the last time you saw me, hence me being busy. All because the House of Cuckoos is advertising Chow Now!
And being a senior citizen, though, you look just as virile as a man of 30. And we know your age is somewhere way beyond what we would even conclude. But without giving it away, how are you staying fit and young? Is it your constant?
Bourbon.
Still the bourbon.
Exercise. Martial arts. Meditation. So make sure you drink lots of bourbon. Make sure you exercise. Make sure you do martial arts. And make sure you meditate. Now!
Which comes first?
The bourbon comes first, then the martial arts training.
Well, very good. And Dr. Antonio still respects you because you first trained him when he was a lad in some kickboxing. But it's glad you still have you forgiven him for that bounce check his family wrote you.
I still forgive him, but his training still represent anger at situation. Now! Anger is brought out through martial arts instruction.
So that's why occasionally he punches himself when he's in front of you?
That I do. Sometimes I gotta do it. It's instinctual. Other times I find myself doing it by myself. Nobody else in the room, I just punch myself.
Were you impressed with Chow's training when you had it as a youngster?
Yes, I was very impressed. It taught me discipline. It set me on the right path, hence I am here now.
And it's true he made you once eat a belt?
He did.
Is that true, Chow?
That is a very true. Yak leather.
Oh.
Slow boiled.
Was it enjoyable, Dr. Antonio?
No.
Did you learn your martial arts lesson?
Yeah.
Which was what?
Never, ever play cards with Chow.
Oh.
That's right. You don't play cards with me. You lose, I make you do things you don't like doing. Like eating belts. Pair of my slippers.
So do you still preach now?
I still preach the Tao of Now.
Is that why you're very nice to play to your current student?
I must teach discipline. Without proper discipline training, the student will not be a master at the martial arts.
That's him in the corner with his hands tied?
That's him in the corner. That's me in the spotlight.
Help me! Help me!
You know I need you to shut up. Not later, but now!
He's still silly, that student of yours.
Don't mind him. That is not a bear trap on his leg. That is a love caresser for the muscle. He is training. Now!
Is that why, Dr. Antonio, you didn't complete his courses?
No, well, we didn't have the proper funding to continue down the path of the Tao of Now.
Well, I can see why it was a good decision, judging by that lad in the corner there, that 23-year-old dude who looks like he's regretting joining Chow. No offense, Chow.
No regret to people. They look back in fondness and understand why training's been so harsh. To make them successful in this life. Be tolerant and patient. Now! Any and everything.
Well, that's very admirable. So,
don't mind the blood. It's not really blood. That is him thinking he's bleeding. What we see is his thoughts showing through his training.
That's trippy.
Hey, you want a shot of bourbon?
Hopefully this will burn out the cocoa we had earlier.
Don't drink it later. Drink it now! Take small sips, very strong.
I took a tiny sip.
Dr. Antonio, you want a sip?
Everyone's spitting it
no,
out.
No, doctor says to stay away.
Oh, you listen. When I tell you drink, drink now.
Yes, master.
Wow.
All right, master.
There goes Dr. Antonio drinking that bourbon. It's going to be rough.
Oh, he spit fire.
You still have the power. Look at you. Look at you go, boy. Now, finish training for $199.95. Now.
You should pay him if you want to learn that fire trick.
Oh, hold on.
It'd be great with the ladies.
I don't know if they'd have eyebrows left. I go to kiss them, I burn off their face.
Or other hair.
Well, all part of the training. The bourbon part of it. Each level of lesson comes with a bourbon.
It's very moving and jarring.
If they ask, I haven't been here today. As a matter of fact, this recording not actually happening, for I cannot stay. I must go now. No!
All right, Yao. That's the fastest I've ever seen that old man move out of here. Here he goes. He's taking his student with him. Out the door they go. That was Chow Yun. Now we saw some of this bourbon.
Gone.
This stuff
is. We each have a bottle of
bourbon. I'm feeling a little dizzy.
And he left the case here, too. Maybe we'll hand it out to the people.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Performing in studio at this time for the House of Cuckoo's 5th anniversary show, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Koh Lanta, Thailand, please welcome the talented and beautiful goddess, Jennifer Divine, with BFD.
Like some new way of serving your food to give it the taste that you want of that homemade styling? Try new leftover seasoning.
Leftover seasoning for the day after taste.
Leftover seasoning. Right when you think your food is the freshest is when you want to taste the oldest.
Mom, I don't like the way this tastes.
Is it too fresh?
It's too fresh.
Let me put some leftover seasoning on it.
Oh my, this is great,
it
Mom!
Got that refrigerator taste now.
It does! 2 days old! I love it!
Don't have that with baking soda taste. Don't have that flavor without the old flavor of your refrigerator without baking soda. Get that flavor of every taste in the refrigerator, all in one seasoning. 2 days old? No problem.
Leftover seasoning for the 2 all-day flavor taste.
Honey, this is delicious. It tastes like Tuesday's lunch.
I know my secret.
Leftover seasoning. Make your food.
Leftover seasoning.
Tastes like leftovers.
That's why.
What's everything shaking? What's...
You're making everything... What's going on?
What's going on?
The whole studio house.
Oh, hello, guys. Oh. It's me again. How you doing?
It's What, everybody.
Hey, thanks. Hey, look at What. Hey, glad you made it to the studio. Glad you were able to fit.
Yeah, you got in through the door. He's very... How tall is he?
I'm 8 feet tall. Sometimes I'm 9 feet tall. Depends on how much I eat the day before.
He is an ogre.
Yeah, I'm a magical ogre. You know, I am.
And he listens to heavy metal and lives in a basement.
Love heavy metal. In the basements are where I dwell. I used to dwell under mountains, but, you know, it kind of gets lonely under the mountain.
Well, yeah, I like your Metal Church t-shirt. Classic metal.
Metal Church is a great band. I like Metal Church. I attend the Metal Church a lot on Sundays.
Well, that's good, Wubba. I hope you've been living well and enjoying employment as an entertainer. You still dancing on stage?
That I'm doing. I am dancing on stage. Special stage had to be engineered so I could dance on it. Many stage now was saying about my weight and the poundings.
This is modern dance that you're doing?
Yeah, I'm an interpreter. Dance interpreter. That's what I do. Model performance dance interpretations.
Dr. Antonio, have you seen one of his shows?
I have. I've attended a couple of his shows. I attended his third show, which almost ended in a disaster when the stage collapsed under his weight of dancings. He didn't get hurt, but a couple of the secondary dancers on stage, they fell into the stage. But nobody got hurt. Everybody was fine. And what still got paid?
That is true. That is true. No one was hurt. And no one was hurt. But, you know.
And I hear it's kind of, you just kind of stomp around a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you an interpretation.
Good. Thank the heavens, those dancing shoes you wear are like 2 feet thick.
How did you do the tap dancing? How'd you get tap shoes on?
No, those aren't tap shoes.
What's that?
They're my natural calluses on the bottom of my feet. I walk a lot, you know.
Oh.
From under the lonely mountainside, I roam on the rocks.
Yeah, you were in your bare feet. But we're glad you left your shoes at the door before you came in, what?
You know, I used to climb on the side of the mountain, and I climb.
Wow, you should probably really speak with Gordon Lee Sullivan. He has about the same condition as you on that.
He's a world traveler, too.
With no shoes.
He doesn't wear shoes? What human doesn't wear shoes? Wow.
Well, he should be getting here soon. He said he had to travel around a few bits here to get something to drink. What have you been dating at all? Any ladies in your life?
No one in particular. I went on a couple dates a couple nights ago, but she wasn't my type. She wasn't a mountain troll. She was a river troll, and you know, they don't work well with me, you know. They kind of stink.
Yeah, you shouldn't be so rude.
That's all right. That's how we judge each other. On where we're from, and our color of our stink.
Oh, well, what's...
It's not a bad thing. It's how we know who we are from where we're from. We're proud of our stink.
So she's okay with it. So who else have you admired? Anything? Or would you date outside of another human?
I dated a troll once, and they're really crazy, trolls.
What about any gremlins or...
Oh, gremlins are too small. I am not into small gremlins.
Oh.
Yeah, not my thing.
What about a sitar?
I played that once or twice in my life.
I meant a centaur.
Ah, centaur. I've never dated one, but I've rode a centaur before. They're fun to ride.
Oh, because they have conversations while they take you somewhere?
No, because they're frightened and they don't know what to do, so they run everywhere. Ah! Screaming. It's funny.
That's very bizarre.
It's what we do for fun.
How about a minotaur?
A minotaur ladies. Well, you know, they are pretty stacked, I'll tell you that much. But you gotta be careful. When they get mad, they gouge.
Oh, yeah. Have you had it happen to you?
I see this scar right here?
Yeah.
Right along the shoulder of my left arm?
Beneath all that hair, yeah.
Yes, that was a dragon.
Oh, you dated a dragon?
One time. She was all right. A nice girl. She required a lot of food. I couldn't find many cows in the area we were dwelling.
So she scratched you?
That's what it is. It's food or love with these things.
You're more interesting than a lot of folks thought. What?
Yeah, I had a crazy life.
I mean, for living in your parents' basement and listening to heavy metal music, I didn't know you got out this much. Did you, Dr. Antonio?
No, I have no social life like this.
Wow, well, that's very good. What?
Where does an ogre hang out at? You know, it sounds like ogres hang out in valleys and forests and mountains and dungeons.
Oh, come on, guys. I hang out online like everybody else does.
Oh, there's an ogre dating site?
There's a many ogre dating site.
Oh, well, that's cool then.
I have to use special keyboard with big keys, you know, because when I use normal human keyboard, I'm hitting 10 keys at a time.
Yeah, your hands aren't as big as our human heads.
No, see, I can't even type right. On these little things.
Hey, but, hey, careful. That's our Dr. Antonio's keyboard.
Come on.
We're mixing. We got to need that to mix the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, thanks for being here. What? Why don't you attend the
Thank
party?
Thank you for having me. I'm what?
You can stomp around. We'll have music and musicians, and we'll be doing another song later to the show. Oh, and you just knock everything over. Alright, save the dancing for later.
Alright, I'll see you next time.
Alright, what?
There he goes, that big, glorious ogre.
Ooh, it does smell a little bit like a body odor and rotten apple.
Yeah, that's...
But the mothballs tell you, you know, he lives in the basement.
I guess that's the stench of a mountain ogre.
But we respect
very proud of their stench, ogres are.
Right.
That was fantastic.
Yes, hello. You said you would pay for something. I know there's something.
Hey, what? Who? Who could that be?
Oh, you hear that sound? Somebody's breaking glass in
our
studio. Really, Paul? You have to break? Come on, don't. No.
I hope he's wearing shoes.
I hope you're wearing shoes. Hi, I'm Paul Foot of Paul Foot Industries, here to break your Christmas ornaments. Any time of year, you have something that needs broken, like that, like this. Ooh, that felt good. I'm going to make you pay me for that one. That's right, because you'll want to. Pay for it, and I'll break it for you. Hey, guys, how about I break something to advertise?
No.
How about, ooh, look at this, gentle.
Here, a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah.
Break three bottles of this bourbon.
And be sure to breathe in the fumes.
Exactly. It'll make you feel delightful.
I don't know if you're acting with aggression or kindness. Here, let me break this in front of both of us.
No, not in front of me. No.
No, hey, please.
It smells like Chow's Now bourbon.
Chow Yow's bourbon
no,
now.
It's called Chow's Now. He saved it so his name wouldn't be on it.
Oh, no.
That's ingenious. Let me break these bottles again.
Chow Yow's bourbon now.
Are you intoxicated,
Don't
Paul
drink
Foot
it later.
With an
drink
E?
It now. Oh.
It's Paul Foot with an E, you bastards. Now that you are drunk and intoxicated, how about paying me $29.95 each to break some of these more bottles?
Sure.
Here you go.
Just take the cuckoo's credit card.
Just run it up.
Let me break this. Ooh, I'll break this. I'll break that. Let me go out here and break something.
Hey, don't break anything of anybody else's.
No, just stay within this perimeter.
All right, that was Paul Foot with the knee. Come back.
Paul Foot.
No.
Paul Foot.
Get some handcuffs on him.
Where's the security guards? I thought we hired some security guards.
Oh, that window here. Okay, that's good. We'll get the air out.
It smells like somebody died up
Look,
in here.
Look, don't take the drinks out of their hands.
What are you doing?
All right, they can fight it out.
Yeah,
we have a show with this glass.
Cool.
Don't let him break stuff in the green room. Can you stop him back there? Who's back there? Chow, I can see. We got the camera on. Here, we got the camera in the green room. Chow, can you stop?
Stop. No, don't. You dare touch my bourbon. Put it down. Never tell us the chow now.
I can break this, though.
Oh, watch this.
Wow, he silenced Paul Foot with a knee.
He subdued him easily. That is a master. And Paul Foot is a master at his art, but Chow Yan
we need
now
him to slow down.
Defeated him.
Here, push the button. Thanks, Chow. Thanks. We can hear you in the green room.
Thank you.
He's an okay guy. He's just got a little out of hand. Thank you. Well, good. Now that that's been controlled, we can move on with
that's
our show.
Contained.
Thanks, Chow.
No
being
more
back
breaking.
There.
That's expensive and delightful.
God damn it.
You get stuck to the honey and then you can walk up and hug the deer. I'm sure they'll be friendly.
Hug the deer.
Whoa, you hear that coming in?
Look at that. And we are right behind an airport, too.
The airport here in Cleveland.
That's more guests flying in from around the world.
That's what's coming in.
Yes.
Somebody's flying in from Michigan.
Uh-oh.
I hear the plane landing way in the background. They must have landed on the street somewhere.
Yes.
Which is a very sensitive topic these days, but this guy's going to do it. And
he's landing
there. He doesn't have enough money to even get bus fare. I don't know how he ended up on a jet. I smell body odor and paint. The screen door is opening. I hear a grumble. Here he comes in a leotard. Who's this guy with him, though?
I don't know.
Okay, we're out here on the House Cookies Anniversary Show. Who's walking in our studio?
Hey,
look, Antonio, it's Lenny Crambag.
Hey, Lenny, thank you
the
for coming to
the
show,
Crambag.
Lenny. It's been a few episodes. Glad you could make it. Glad you've arrived, and we see you brought a guest, too.
Yeah, I brought a guest, you know. Yeah, I met him on one of my tours, and and you know, he's become a part of my entourage. He's the start of my entourage, and I'm gonna have a big entourage that are gonna follow me around, and you know, and I am trying to up my image and get out there more. Yeah. I want to go international now. I've done everywhere, you know, in the mainland United States. Yeah.
For those new to the show at all, Lenny Cranbag is what used to be called a street performer. Now he's a professional performer. He performs in parking lots of malls.
He performs in the malls, too.
He usually wanders streets.
You
know, people confuse him for being homeless,
malls,
and he's not. But
shopping
he is
villages.
Here. He comes on the House of Cuckoos regularly.
Outlet stores.
We've shared many adventures with him.
Dollar discount stores.
And he's here today in the studio.
And sometimes
and he does
alleyways.
Sometimes he'll do little performances for us.
Yes, he does. Sometimes he has
just
classics.
And just as sincere as a catch of garglers.
And sometimes he has new songs.
Did you call me?
Hey,
no, not the Catch a Gargler. No, we got Lenny.
Stay back there, please.
Oh, it's a Crim Bowls guy. Hey!
Yeah.
You don't have any beef with the Catch a Gargler, do
no,
you?
No. We've toured together before.
Just being facetious.
Yep.
But you also look kind of
Tom Selleck, yeah.
Well, you don't have a mustache.
No, yeah.
And you still wear the leotards with the tennis shoes.
Yep. I got all kinds of leotards. I even have cutoff shorts, real up high cutoff shorts, yeah. Yeah, I like to have my legs free just in case I have to run. Yeah. Sometimes people get upset at my singing and I gotta run away. The fans just can't take my singing for long and.
You still handle the mic well. We see you as a professional speaker.
Yeah. Always, I need to be heard, you know. I always have something good to say. Yeah. I tell you this, if I'm not lying, I'm from Sadie, Michigan, and we don't lie up there. No.
From the Mitt of Michigan.
From the Mitt, the upper Mitt, over near Petoskey. Yep. That's northwestern area up there, right there. Yep. If you look at your hand and it's there. We're up there. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. And then, Dr. Antonio, do you have anything to say about Lenny's outfit today?
Well, he always comes with a nice fashion sense here. He has this fluorescent green kind of hammock thing going on there. Kind of almost burns out the retina. It does. And he has on some Verscons tennis shoes.
Does your wife enjoy
your colorful?
I think
his wife dresses him now.
Styles, is that true? Your wife is selecting your fashion for you now these days?
Yep. She's she's my fashion coordinator, and I allowed her to do this, and you know, she has a good fashion sense. She understands me now more so than ever. Yep. Yeah.
Back together and everything's
together now for a couple of years. Yep.
Well, that's good because we were worried there about because she was an invalid.
Yeah. Self-diagnosed invalid. She didn't move or do anything. I had to take care of her for a couple of years there. Yep. I had to bathe her, had to feed her, change her clothes. Yeah.
And it wasn't mono.
No. She self-diagnosed herself as an invalid, and she just all of a sudden just didn't want to move anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. Well, I'm glad things are better for both of you, and hopefully the sex life is good again.
Yep.
Okay, well, Antonio, would you open up his song here?
Yeah. No, we're going to get into into a song with Lenny Cranbag.
Okay, we're at least getting to open your curtains. We haven't heard a classic.
Give us a request. You want to hear a classic there? Yep. All right. Hold on. Let me get a sip of water here, you know. Yeah.
Open your curtains. It's time for Lenny Cranbag.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yep.
And who's this person that's with you today? Is this a new performer, or are you...
No. He is my masseuse. He is my testicular masseuse. This is Ike Mikeman. Yeah. Testicular masseuse to the stars. Yep.
Hey, Ike Mikeman.
Hi, Ike Mikeman. Pleasure to meet you. Hi.
Well, hello, Ike Mikeman. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the House of Cuckoos.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I enjoy all the performances I heard, as far as I've heard, which has been just today, but they've been wonderful. I'm glad to be here.
Nice. So,
wonderful.
Could you tell us a little bit about your form of massage therapy, testicular masseuse?
Well, Lenny, why are you having this masseuse? Why not a back massager or a full masseuse? Or why this gentleman before we speak with him?
Well, you see, in my family, yep, the Cranbags, as we trace our roots back to our Dutch ancestors, we always believed in the virility of the man and the ability of the woman to carry the the cranberry seed. Yeah, but we would have testicular masseuses. They could come from any walk of life. Yep. Yeah. 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 You know, I felt in honor of that tradition that, yeah, I need to find myself a testicular masseuse. And when I was out there in Los Angeles doing a mall tour at Man's Chinese Theater, yeah, I met him there. He was handing out cards to his business. I said, you know, this is what I was looking for. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. I met Mr. Cranberry here. I was on the street corner getting my company going. See, I've done some massage work for celebrities so far, such as the great Joe Estevez, who's been in quite a few movies related to the other action hero, Emilio Estevez. And I also cater testicularly to the comedian performer George Wendt, and I put him up as my celebrity list, but I was still trying to take off a bit, you know, to fund what I really feel is my belief and my religion, which takes a lot of my money. So I started advertising on the street, met Lenny here, Mr. Cranbag, and, you know, he understood. I drove him around because I have my parents' Porsche still that I've inherited to start my company off well with the massage. My father massaged lots of men before, made lots of money. And I'm here to just offer anybody who wants a massage, I'll give one, but it will cost about $100. So, and for the ladies, I do offer areola slaps. I just, right there. It's all part of the massage technique. Thanks for having me on, Ike Mikeman. Look me up.
Well, there we go. That was Ike Mikeman.
Thanks,
Lenny.
You really gave
That's
almost
amazing.
Like an infomercial there.
Yes, right? So he advertised himself on our show for free.
You're very smug. Yes, you're very smug.
Look me up, Ike Mikeman.
Yes, but how does this help you perform, Lenny, having a masseuse
Do you
of
sing
such?
Better, or is it a release, or is this, you know...
Yep. You know, it helps with the singing. It helps create better range. It frees me up. Yeah. To have a better vocal range and it's I guess you would say a performance enhancer.
I think Dr. Antonio wants to know too. When the masseuse and yourself said it, are you planning on having children, Lenny? Is that now in your future? All right then. How about a full song performance today?
All right, there we go. How about a brand new song for the House of Cuckoo's 5th anniversary show? Yep.
We'll put your water bottle on Ike Mikeman's head. Well, then we will get on with your song. Let's see what you have to do. Thanks for being on the show, too, Ike Mikeman. And
Thank you,
Lenny is here about to do this performance. It's Lenny Cranbag.
I'm Lenny Cranbag. Draw down your curtain and don't you dare cry. It's your anniversary, the 5th one today. And I'm Lenny Cranbag and I'm here to skate and sing all day to House of Cuckoos. Cause I'm not here just for you, I'm here for you and you. Cause I'm Lenny Cranbag and I like to dance and I like to sing. I'm Lenny Cranbag and I will scream. Don't you dare say no, don't you dare say go. I'm going to do it. I'm Lenny Cranbag and I want to say to you, don't you dare cry.
Yep.
That was amazing. Yeah, the testicular masseuse took off massaging and suddenly Lenny's voice split into different parts to compose.
Wow, how did he do his own backing vocals?
Thank you so much for that performance.
It was the massage.
And thank you so much for mentioning us in your song.
Thank you. Thank you for that anniversary show.
Just be careful. He's still massaging. Look out, Lenny. Look out behind you. Oh, no, you fell on the masseuse. Oh, you're...
Oh, no. Ow! Ow! Alice bruised my testicular bit. Oh, I bruised my testicles.
What happened, Lenny? Get him on the mic. Mike, what happened, Lenny?
Yeah, just give me that, and I don't think all I'm going to be able to make my performance.
You better go lay on the couch. Is the masseuse okay?
Oh,
he's all right. He's got a thumbs up right there.
There
they go. Lenny Cranberg on the show with his masseuse.
Oh, poor Lenny.
The masseuse has got him.
I hope that doesn't affect his vocal stylings.
Well, we got the song, so he's all right. He'll recover by his next performance.
Hopefully. Wow, poor Lenny Cranberg.
It's all right.
Well, at least we have a testicular masseuse.
In case anyone needs it.
On call.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have that done to me after the show. To relieve stress, I'll pay for a round. Yeah, everybody's having fun. They're all in the green room.
Not everybody showed up.
No, they haven't, but maybe they'll be around for other episodes. But we had a lot of guests today. They're still wandering around the house. I don't think they're going to leave until the weekend's over.
Right.
And this is a 5-day weekend. Everybody took vacation from
their
jobs.
Right, for this big special.
It is a huge special.
So we'll be the ones working on making sure it's reprocessed here for you to be listening to right now as you're hearing it.
You will be listening to it soon enough.
I mean, we got to thank all our people that were out there as we bring the show to an end here. Aswax is first and foremost.
Thank you, Aswax. Thank you for your patronage.
Thanks to 777 Beatings for the free beatings he's been offering in the back. We didn't get to speak with the gentleman who runs that company, but
that's Sven Beatingsen.
Is that his name?
That's his name. Sven Beatingsen.
And you can always get the number. You can look him up.
777beatings.com/7.
Right. But you have to write it out in certain ways.
Or 1-777-777-7777-beatings-7. That's what it says here, right?
Okay. Yeah. Because it's easy to start talking like him if you start like
yourself.
Yes,
all these 7777. Well, yes, thank you to all the guests again. Thank you.
It's been always fun. For 5 years, the House Cougars have been recording our shows.
5 long years.
We have been
doing
it.
And you're not tired of it yet. We thank you for that.
But it's thanking you, because you listeners, those who are out there, those who put up with it or like it.
This is a long thank you.
Those that
deal with our ramblings and our inane banter.
I mean, this show was, of course, a character-driven show.
What we call humor.
But we will have more speaking parts, we promise.
We will. We will have more
we'll
speaking parts.
Bring back the ranting and the talking,
the raving and the dispassionate. The
and there'll be this
please.
New characters this season and new
female characters and male characters,
yes,
and all kinds of characters
again.
And everything in between characters.
Fun times are here.
Fun times will always be had at the House of Cuckoos.
That's right.
The 5th anniversary extravaganza.
5th anniversary, we were lazy and had it at our
exploded.
Own house. You were here at the House of Cuckoos.
Well, we couldn't afford all these venues the last four.
Right,
so
we're kind of
what
broke.
We saved this year will help us pay for next year's venue. That's what we're going to do. So every 4 years...
We're doing it at home.
Yeah. We'll be back to the house on the 10th anniversary.
Which is nice because everything's close and you can trust your own bathroom.
Always. We know where our bathroom's been and we know who washes our bathroom.
Right.
And I don't mind going to my bathroom.
Someone washes our bathroom.
Yes, I don't know who does, but every day I go in there, it's squeaky clean.
And squeaky clean is the theme of the House of Cuckoos here.
Because it's a squeaky clean house, and all the dishes are clean, all the floors have been vacuumed and scrubbed, walls have been washed, the windows have been wiped down, the countertops are clear, and everything is in its right place. In its right place. Squeaky clean!
Oh, we'll end the show. Is there anything, if you had advice to give anybody out there who's struggling, dealing with humanity and everything else, and you need them just to be chipper for a moment, what advice would you give them?
If you're a guest at somebody's house, make sure you flush the toilet twice, just in case.
Just in case?
Just in case.
Visit a guest. You're always welcome here.
Always welcome here.
What you do to the rest.
What you do.
Because you just listen, you don't actually step in.
No. Just flush twice and be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
To the people that you can't stand.
To
be
the
nice.
People that you can't stand.
And
be
you
nice.
Got to fake it.
And
by.
You got to
It'll
fake
get
it.
You through.
It'll get you
and
through.
Make it happen.
Happen?
Help
I'm
yourself.
A guest. You're a guest. Help yourself. You're a friend. Eat some food. Sleep in our beds. But make sure you flush twice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
And share a laugh. Be nice.
Be nice.
And make it perfect. raspberry nice. Be nice to the people that you want to strangle.
Strangle, strangle.
It's rough.
It's rough
when you have a job and you
it's rough.
Gotta do the same thing over and
it's,
over again.
It's
it's
rough.
It's
rough.
Not be nice. It's a lot easier
be
to be not
nice.
Nice, but guess
be
what?
Nice.
And you're nice. The weekends
nice.
Feel as much
be
better.
Nice. Enjoy the time and be nice.
Be nice.
And flush twice. Be nice. And you know, be nice. Brush your teeth twice a day. When you talk to people close that way, be nice. Cut your hair if you have head lice. Be
nice. Be nice.
Be nice.
When you don't wanna be nice.
Be nice.
It'll help you see.
Be nice.
Without the social contract,
be nice.
We can't be anything other
be
than animals
nice.
Cruising in the night.
Nice. Yes, without that imposition of a rule that says you have to be nice, we're born nice. We're taught hate. We know love from the start. But intolerance and hate are all taught. Hate is taught. It's always learned. You're not born that way. You're born the right way. Nice, 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 nice,
be nice. Be nice.
Be nice.
Why'd you cut me off in the car?
Be nice.
I'm going to say this again. This boss wants me to do this again. Why do these people make me do so much?
Be nice.
Oh my God, he just is taking forever to order his food. Hurry up.
Be nice and share a laugh. Be nice and pass a doobie. Be nice. You'll get you through.
Be nice.
And if you're nice, nice, nice,
because you're our guest,
it'll get you late.
You're all our guests.
You know, everybody likes nice with a little attitude, you know. But
be
you still
nice,
be nice.
Nice.
Do it by.
You're always welcome if you're nice. Be
and
nice.
And laugh.
And laugh in our faces.
Nice,
be nice. And share in our spaces. Be nice.
Inhale that laughter. Because
you'll
laugh back.
Place is yours. So take a squat. In our house and be nice. Because you're our guest and flush twice. You're nice. We're nice. All nice. Flush nice.
Be nice, everybody.
Please.
Admire, laugh.
Be
do
nice and laugh at
with
yourself.
The house cuckoos
and
are,
laugh at everyone.
The house of cuckoos
house
are
of
in Cleveland
cuckoos.
In your face in the anniversary of 5 years.
Cleveland,
radio
Ohio.
Shows.
Here forever. Five
yeah,
years
everybody.
As a radio show. 23 years as a insanity. The house of cuckoos.
Cuckoo.
Fifth anniversary.
Extravaganza.
Bye.
Toodaloo. See you in
another
95 years of cuckoo.
We'll be around for 1,672 more shows.
Later. House of cuckoos. Buy our stuff. Buy our products.
Please, we don't want to be poor anymore.
Help.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Please, buy our stuff.
Don't you want to listen to the house of
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com.
See you.
All right, Dr. Tony, that was a great show.
Yeah, it was an amazing show.
We're going to let everyone clean up, and we're going to go tour real quick.
Yeah, we're going to do our tour.
So here comes...
Hey, guys, gals, could you clean up after yourselves?
We have to go do this comedy spot, and we're coming right back.
We'll be back. Bye.
What's I don't know where this comedy... We just got this email, so it was great. We get to perform. They heard our show live broadcast.
Just now, on Reriscope.
And hey, here comes our taxi.
Hello!
Oh, no.
I'm the comedy show that wrote you. Hop in.
Oh, well, here we go.
Well, I can't get away from the car.
It's drawing us in.
You didn't put me on the show. Now I want to hear your best jokes. No. Let's go for a ride. No. Tell me your jokes. No. You tell me the best one, and I'll let you stew out of the taxi.
Please.
Off we go. Happy anniversary.
No.
Knock, knock.